So you can show by diligent, rather simple arithmetic, which is actually given here, that it's actually assuming these f's and g's are independent, which actually makes the integral factorized, so you wouldn't actually do it in this fashion, but let's suppose they're approximately independent. It says the fractional error squared in the resultant integral is just the sum of the fractional errors squared in the two subintegrals. So that says that operationally, that if you required, say, n events in each of the single integrals to get a certain accuracy, you need 2n events in the double integral to get the same accuracy, the same fractional accuracy. So that's pretty important in this case, because here we have two integrals, neither of which we can do, which are convoluted together, but it says that we needn't worry too much, we're only doubling the computational time, roughly, by having two integrals. And we're not making it, we're not multiplying the computational time together. So it doesn't really matter that, I mean, computationally, that we have two integrals.